Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Christy McVeigh bringing us back from Fleetwood Mac. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Flaxington. She is the co-founder of The Collaborative and a consulting firm focused on sales and marketing and helping humans put their best foot forward. She's a human behavioral coach, the author of a number of books, and you can find all of them at the-collaborative.com. Did I say that right, Beverly?
You got it, T-H-E, yep.
Yeah, the-collaborative.com. Check it out. Beverly, thanks again for being here. You're trying to help us, and I think you're having some luck here. You're helping us understand different ways to talk about success. And I've talked about this on the show a lot. I've written about it. And let me ask you this question. What do you think about as we contemplate the new year? Let's write down all the things that make us happy.
Yeah.
Okay, my first one is going to be a cake donut. Okay?
Okay.
My second one is mint chocolate chip ice cream, okay? But actually those are two and three. Number one is my grandchildren, right? I should have put them first. So, and then down the way, I'm going to say profits and not having to worry. I'm not having a phone call from my banker. You know what I mean? Having employees I can count on. My point is, right, we got to be able to come up with 100 of these.
But I think that, you know, one of the things that, you know, so one of the things that came to my mind, I do a boxing class, and I really, really love my boxing class. It's just a great...
Don't mess with Beverly, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly. Well, that's what I try to tell my staff and my customers. Listen, I'm hitting the bag instead of you, so, and my kids, for sure. But anyway, but the point is, right, if I identify that and I say, then the next thing, Jim, is what we're talking about. I need to figure out a way, then how do I get to it, right? I run a business. I travel. I have three kids. You know, so where does that get scheduled in? So you have to then say, okay, if this is one of my top 10 things on my happiness scale, how is it that I'm going to make sure that with everything else I have to do, I'm going to be able to get to that class?
Well, you know, I think it might even be a little easier, simpler than that. And this is something that's helped me, Beverly, over the years. You're going to work really hard to do the best in your company. You're going to try as hard as you can to have a good relationship with your the people around you, your family, your professional relationships. But there have been days when my business let me down. There have been days when I didn't know if I was going to make it the next hour.
Yep.
And the only way never mind tomorrow. I didn't know if I was going to be back the next hour. And the only way I made it was to check my positions on the rest of my list. My grandkids are safe. My daughter and my son are safe.
Yeah.
My mother still loves me. You know, whatever it might be. And those are things that made me tell myself, okay, you're not a total loser. You know, as you're having these hard talks with yourself, yeah, your banker's mad at you. Yeah, the sale didn't go through or whatever, but look at all these other things that you're successful at. That helped me.
Yes. But don't you feel
even if I didn't schedule time, my point is it's simpler than even scheduling time. Just having them on your radar. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, but don't you think too, just to your point about having them on the radar, right? Having them identified. It is something that allows you, I mean, let's just even talk about it as drawing your attention back to things that really matter. So to your point, right, you close down your QuickBooks, you're pretty, you know, feeling defeated, wondering what's going to happen, but then you look at a list like that and think, you know, this too shall pass, right? I mean, this is a day and time.
Is this really that important? It's not more important than my children
exactly.
or than my health.
Exactly. But I don't think as business owners we take enough time to think even about.
That's
and
right.
We certainly don't take enough time to write them down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the people listening might say, well, I know what those things are.
Or write them down. Write them down, right. Folks. There's something about words looking back at you, yes, from a sheet of paper that's powerful.
Yes.
Write them down. Write them down and print them. Don't write them. Print them and make it big letters.
And keep it
somewhere. Like when you were in the first grade.
And keep it somewhere that you know where it is, and you can take a look at it.
Yeah.
And maybe at this point at the end of the year to take that list out. And where are the areas you want to put some more focus next year?
Well, what about this? What about at the end of the year? Let's say you're sitting here near the end of the year, and you can't believe how great your company has been. Congratulations, but how many games did you miss? I would check that. Right?
Yes, absolutely.
I would check. Yeah. I would say, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, my company did great, but I went to half as many games as I did the year before.
Yes, exactly. And how much of the things that matter to you? Certainly your family, but personally. I mean, have you got out of shape? You're not eating the things you want to be eating, exercising. Maybe you'd
right.
like to volunteer some. Maybe, did everything else also get put? I know I certainly have had years where, I think I really needed to have earlier in the year put more emphasis
right.
on the me factor, like
mm-hmm.
taking care of me. And then, I'm going to be so worn down by the end of the year.
That's why... It's the hardest job in the world after a single parent is a small business owner.
And if you're both, it's really tough.
God bless you. God help you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.